Blog Talk Radio.
This is the E.L. Moore Journal. I am the host and producer of the E.L. Moore Journal, Ernest Moore. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Today is December 25th in the year 2022. This is Christmas Day in what was the great city of Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America. Today, I think I'm going to try to talk real fast like Ben Shapiro. He does cover a lot of issues when he is talking. I would like to see his show notes. I'm wondering if he scripts out everything. But he covers a lot of topics, and he's given out a lot of information along with his own commentary about these issues that I don't agree with, all of them. But he does give some insightful information on most of his topics. There has been so much going on in this country, in this state, in this city. So this last year is just flown by. I can't believe it's the end of 2022 now, just about. And we'll be starting another year of 2023. I assume it'll probably go by just as fast. There's so much going on all over the place. Locally here in Los Angeles, this crime is just out of control. People are getting shot, stabbed, run over, et cetera, not to mention car crashes, airplane crashes every day. And on top of that, there's all of this corruption in the local government here, and as well as the police and the courts are totally out of control. So I'm going to try to cover a lot of topics in quick succession here to give a little bit about what I know about them and my little commentary as I go along, to start kind of recap the year of 2022. I guess I will start with the midterm elections that we had earlier this year. I feel that they were just a joke. I don't see how anybody could vote Democrat after the 2 years of hell that we've been through with the Biden administration and this COVID hoax, or I should say COVID hysteria that just ravaged this country, I would say needlessly. I say that COVID is just a flu virus, and we did not have to shut the whole country down, shut down the whole world. And in Los Angeles, we had COVID on TV every day. COVID, that's all you would see, all in morning, noon, and night on the news. COVID this, COVID that. He's got COVID. This hospital is full because of COVID patients. We have all these deaths, and people were piled up in refrigerators outside of the hospitals, and there was no hospital beds. So now, okay, we had all these deaths, where are all the funerals? And I've been by these hospitals. I didn't ever saw any refrigerators out in the parking lot with dead bodies in it. I've been going by mortuaries. You see mortuaries all over the city. They weren't packed with refrigerators and bodies piled up, stacked up. And if they were, then how come they didn't have, where all of the funerals? So we've had all this COVID stuff shoved down our throat, and Los Angeles County was under the mask mandates the longest. We just got out of that, even though they're trying to threaten to bring mask mandates back because of the winter flu season, which I think is insane. But all of the businesses are back open again, including the county. The county itself was closed down for quite a while, and you couldn't get any service. People were working from home, and they couldn't access the computer systems for their office or their department, so they couldn't help you, and you had problems. It was a real nightmare. How can anybody vote Democrat? I just don't understand. Now, I'm not saying that the Republicans are the saviors of the world. I would say both parties need to be reformed. There's a lot of corrupt Republicans, but I do believe that some are dedicated to trying to save this country, because this country is just really has gone downhill. Not only with the COVID situation, we've had skyrocketing gas prices in California, especially in Los Angeles. Gas prices have just been going up and down. It went way up to almost $7 a gallon, and now they're beginning to come back down. And who knows, they might spike again. You have these supply chain shortages. You got Biden is refusing to allow oil production in the United States, which would bring down gas prices. He wants the United States to buy gas from foreign terrorist countries. What kind of insanity is that? Why would anybody vote for Democrats? I'd like to hear from anybody that would like to debate me on this issue. Why would you vote for Biden? Biden is a criminal. He's a racist. He's known for committing racist crimes against Black Americans, specifically for Black Americans, against Black Americans, which I call institutionalized racism, while he was in government. But yet he still gets to be president. And he picked the biggest Uncle Tom in this country to be his vice president. Poor old Trump is acting like he's still trying to get into politics. I say he should get out of politics and go someplace and hide, because they're going to put him in jail. I think he meant well, but he has a character flaw in that he doesn't know a true patriot from a rat. And he's not a leader. He's a follower. And he's following these Republican racist Bushite Nazis that have just taken him for a ride. He got he was impeached twice on bogus charges. And now we just hear that Congress is decided to recommend criminal charges be filed against him for January 6th. And all of that was bogus. They basically are just lying against him, and none of the people that he appointed in 4 years will stand up for the rule of law to protect the president or to or the American people, or to uphold the American Constitution. I would say Trump is just a dope. He needs to stay out of politics. We need to find someone better than Trump to lead the Republican Party or become president. I think we should probably go to an independent party and just have reformed or genuinely reformed Republicans and Democrats in a independent party to achieve the goals that we need to save this country. I cannot prove that these elections are rigged directly, but I would say that there is plenty of circumstantial evidence that these elections are rigged. I just mentioned them. How can Joe Biden be president of the United States? How was he elected? Who would vote for Joe Biden, period? And who would vote for these Republicans? All they do is lie. Joe Biden was leading in the primaries before he was elected. Nobody was voting for Joe Biden. And all of a sudden, all of the candidates dropped out and started backing Joe Biden. And all of a sudden, he was in the lead. And then this COVID scare hit, and all you hear in the news is COVID. It was just a media diversion so that you wouldn't hear about the chronic crimes of the Biden family. And they could rig these elections and get the orange man out. That's what that was all about. Locally here in Los Angeles, a couple of months ago, there was a big bombshell recording of three city council members, where they were talking about how corrupt they were and that they were trying to rig the districts, their voting districts, and exclude Black Americans. And they made some racial remarks. And they also mentioned corruption in the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, which is the county government. And one of them resigned real quick. Another one has turned out. And there's one left, Kevin DeLeon, who refuses to leave, which is kind of stupid, but actually it's a good thing if the people would stop disrupting the council meetings. Now we can question him. They should start confronting him and questioning him specifically about what went on with those tapes. And ask Kevin DeLeon, now, were you the only council member that knew that these districts were being fabricated for your benefit? And how many of the other council members do you know are as racist as you are? And how many of those Uncle Tom politicians knew about it and aren't saying anything about it? And what are you going to do about it? Apparently you're racist against Black Americans. When do you plan to put forth a viable agenda for the Black Americans in the city of Los Angeles? Those are questions they should be asking him. I would say that the city council should take away his immunity, and they should reduce his salary. I would like to see them actually reduce his salary and change the currency to Mexican pesos. I think that would help to inspire him to leave. Even though now there are some people that are working on a recall election. We'll see how that goes. I have an idea of how to change the election process that would make it more dependable and less prone to corruption and give absolute transparency. And it would go faster. We could do the recall. We could get recall signatures like within two or three days. And we could use the election that way also. Do the election within 2 or 3 days. But I will bring up more of that later in future shows. The other thing about Kevin De Leon, he was responsible for making California a sanctuary state. I would like to confront him to get him to talk about the fact that sanctuary states and sanctuary cities are racist against Black Americans specifically. Black Americans are being wiped out of the state of California. We are like 6% of the Los Angeles population. And there's more and more foreigners pouring in across the borders now every day, thanks to Biden, that are going to be moving right on into middle class, taking away jobs for Black Americans and forcing Black Americans into homelessness and to prisons. And we need to know what is Kevin De Leon going to do about this situation, as well as all of the city council members. As I said before, everything is just totally corrupt in Los Angeles, the city and the county. It's just really depressing and disgusting how corrupt everything is. Now, we just had an election for mayor, and unfortunately, Karen Bass was elected mayor of Los Angeles. I know some things about Karen Bass. I've had some personal run-ins with her. I would characterize her as a Mexican in blackface, Uncle Tom. She's totally corrupt. And it was brought out in the election. She has criminal charges pending against her. I just don't understand who would vote for Karen Bass. These elections are totally out of control. Now, we can't prove it yet, but this adds into circumstantial evidence that something is terribly wrong with these elections. Because year after year, we have these elections and we still keep getting the same rats elected every year. There is something wrong with these elections. And that's what Trump should have been doing the 4 years. He should have done that day one, is to try to figure out how they got these elections rigged. And he should have seen that they were duping him by recommending all these traitors that he appointed all across the country, especially in the courts. And Trump didn't do anything about the courts. He should have stepped on the courts. Courts are totally corrupt. And the judges that he appointed were totally corrupt. He should have seen that by at least the third year and put in mechanisms to get these corrupt judges out. Before he left, but he didn't do that. And he should have seen that the people that he was appointing are traitors. None of the people he appointed will stand up for the rule of law, especially the judges, to protect Trump and the American people now. And Trump is in bad shape for it. He should have just left after the third year. If he couldn't get people in there that weren't traitors, he should have left for his own safety. He should have said, well, that's, the federal government's totally corrupt and out of control. And I got to get out of here for my own safety. And God help the American people. But he didn't do that. And now they got him all jacked up. And I'm pretty sure they're going to file criminal charges against him by sometime next year. But we'll see. He said he's running for president for 24. I don't see, there's no way that they're going to let him get elected. So we need to find somebody better than Trump somewhere. And that's going to be a good one. Or this country is still just going to be, everything's going to be so jacked up by 2024. Even if Trump gets elected again, it's going to take him, he probably won't be able to straighten everything out. So it's a very depressing situation we're facing now on Christmas Day 2022. Now on to the state government here in California. We got this real joker for governor of the state of California, Gavin Newsom. One good thing that might be coming down is he might approve reparations for Black Americans. But so far what I've seen sounds like a joke to me. They want to pay every Black American, I think, $240,000 or something like that. And that's nothing really when you think about how expensive it is to live in California. You can't even buy a house for $240, maybe not even a condo for $240,000. They need to be talking about making sure, guaranteeing that Black Americans have first-class citizenship and that we have equal protection under every law, that we have better representation in politics, that we're better represented on the police force and in education and business opportunities. I say it's better to give Black Americans a viable business or business opportunity, at not just $240,000. To me, that's just crumbs off the table. And I'm not talking about just reparations from slavery. We need reparations from the Bush and Reagan administration. We need reparations from the Gavin Newsom administration. We need reparations and restitutions from the last mayor of Los Angeles, who didn't do anything for Black Americans. He even admitted, he said, our homeless policies were just warehousing people, and it was racist, as he's leaving office. This is Eric Garcetti. I never liked Eric Garcetti. He always was, to me, he was a racist against Black Americans. Just like his father, which is a former DA of Los Angeles, Gil Garcetti. Both of them corrupt. Whole family is corrupt, as far as I'm concerned. Gavin Newsom now is saying, oh, well, there is a budget deficit. Before several years now, there's been a budget surplus. Even though things are still jacked up, now he's saying there's a deficit. I think the next thing to come down is going to be this recession thing. And this is going back, they're just going back to the Bush and Reagan playbook of forcing a national recession that just jacks up the economy, keeps people out of work, and forces them into homelessness. But the thing about this homelessness now, homelessness is always a big issue with these politicians locally and nationally, but nobody is focusing on what caused homelessness to get so out of control. What is causing homelessness? What's causing people to be forced out into the streets and become whacked out? Does immigration have anything to do with it? I should say illegal immigration. Because now we're just back to open borders again. One of the issues I believe is causing this horrendous homelessness conditions that we have here in California is that taxes are so high, especially property taxes. That's how we got such a budget surplus, the billions of dollars in surplus, but yet you got all these homeless people on the street and people that can't get jobs because they're giving all the jobs to foreigners. They don't talk about that much. Network TV doesn't talk about that very much. All of this is causing blacks to be forced into homelessness and forced out of the state or into jail. A lot of the youth are turning to crime, which is just very, very heartbreaking to me. Or they're getting killed by the police, and blacks are doing a good job of killing each other, as well as other races. So blacks really have the shortest end of the stick from the total corruption in Los Angeles government. Also in the state of California now, the COVID virus supposedly was brought over here by the Chinese, but yet they're allowed to just immigrate to this country in droves, and they're just having a real good time in this country. Why are they being allowed to be in this country? How come they don't have to pay anything for the damages caused by the COVID virus, which was supposed to be an engineered virus that came out of experimentation with viral warfare or germ warfare? No one's talking about that. The Chinese are on Zoom. The Chinese own big tech farms in the United States. The Chinese own the LA Times, and the Times owns a bunch of the TV stations. The Chinese own TikTok. They're just making big bucks here in the United States. Billions of dollars. Why should they be allowed to operate here? In fact, they should kick them out of this country and give those industries to black Americans. Nobody says anything about that. To sum everything up, the way it looks for Christmas Day here in Los Angeles, California, in the year 2022 is very bleak. So the average person has to try to cope with this, try to stay out of depression by finding joy in their families and what they've been able to achieve, and if they have a home and a car, they should be thankful for that. I would recommend trying to develop some spiritual resources. I would recommend being a Christian to really cope with all of the destruction and mayhem that's going on in this state and in this country at this time. So I can't believe 2022 just flew by that quickly. It's just about over now. We have to look forward to 2023 and try to press on, try to get this government straightened out, do something about these courts. But we will see. I would say the American citizens, the best option for us is to figure out how these elections are rigged. That is our fundamental right as American citizens to exercise our vote to determine who we want to be in political offices, not who they want. I think that is the best starting point. That is our best weapon, and we need to organize. We've got to get control of our government and get these corrupt politicians out of there. So the fight still continues in 2022. I hope and pray to God that we will prevail and make this the greatest country that it should be in the world. And that is it for my show for today. And hopefully I will get my shows going on a regular basis. I'm trying to find a studio, and I will present more of the issues in the near future. Merry Christmas, and I hope everybody has a happy new year.
Now hear my podcast, read my blog posts, and see my videos on my new website that I am building at tjcla.com. I am also on Facebook at facebook.com/Ernest.More.3538.